One dairy cow produces close to 8 tons of manure each year. That can pose a serious waste disposal problem for farms. And in the winter, all that manure has to be stored somewhere. Milk Street Dairy in the Jefferson County town of Rutland is constructing a 7-million-gallon lagoon to hold manure from its 1,000 cows. But the site overlooks the Black River, and Watertown city officials aren't happy about it. More from WRVO's Julia Botero.
Milk Street Dairy began constructing the lagoon after the State Conservation Department says it was running out of space for its manure. The farm selected the Ridge Road site, and the DEC approved. But when city officials in Watertown discovered the manure would sit on a hill only 1,500 feet from the Black River, they started to worry. A lot of Jefferson County, including the city and all of Fort Drum, relies on the Black River for its drinking water. Wells and aquifers are scattered underground in the area.
You know, the concern is out there that there could be a migration of fluids underground, and I guess you have to address that.
Mayor Jeffrey Graham says the city has met with the DEC to share its concerns. Back in 2005, 3 million gallons of liquid manure spilled into the Black River from a manure pit on Mark's farm in Lowville. The spill killed fish and contaminated the city's drinking water. The county agricultural administrator, Jay Madison, says that structure was not designed by engineers. He says the Milk Street Dairy Lagoon will be.
I understand everybody's concerns about protecting drinking water resources and that. I understand that, and I would take a close look at it as well. But let's not portray it that it's going to leak and it's going to break, because I've helped design some of these structures that we have here in Jefferson County, and they don't leak and they don't break.
The DEC has decided to stop the project for at least a year. The agency released a statement saying it will make sure the Milk Street Dairy Manure Lagoon is, quote, carefully examined with coordination by experts and involved federal agencies to assure that the Watertown Regional Water Supply is not placed at risk. In the meantime, the Development Authority of the North Country, the City of Watertown, and the farm will split the cost of an independent study to test where the liquid would flow if the structure leaked. For WRVO News, I'm Julia Botero in Watertown.